Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Caroline Gleick, candidate for U.S. Senate here in Utah. Mrs. Gleick, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you're more of the younger generation that's looking to get into politics for the first time here in Utah. And let's talk about first, what inspired you to run for this office?
Yeah, I was inspired by the call for the next generation of leaders to step up, because it's our generation that is going to have to deal with the things that Congress is failing to address today. I think one thing, there's a lot of things that unite us as Utahns and Americans, but one of the things I've heard a lot on the campaign trail is that people are frustrated with the current state of Congress and the lack of action on things that really affect every aspect of our lives, like air quality, climate, immigration, affordability. And so if we want to change politics, we have got to change the people we send to be our politicians. I think also for young people, we keep waiting for like the perfect leader to step up and to be the person that we want to see. But really, that person is within each and every one of us. And so it's time for the next generation and it's time for change.
Yeah, and I have to find myself agreeing with a lot of people saying that it's time for a change in Washington. The older generation starting to move out now, and it's time for the younger generation to kind of take that step into those leadership positions. Now, let's move on to what, in your opinion, makes you feel like you are the best choice to represent Utah in the Senate?
Yeah, so I'm 38 years old, so I'm the average age of America, and Utah is one of the youngest states in the nation. We are one of the fastest growing states in the nation. And meanwhile, the average age of the United States Senate is 65. So with all due respect to the older generation, we do need to make sure that we have voices from all ages and all backgrounds when we talk about crafting and creating effective policy. But frankly, I think that, you know, 65, 75, 80 year olds are overrepresented in Congress, in the Senate. And I am more in touch with the issues that young people are facing today. Also, I have worked on policy at the local, state, and federal levels. I got my start working for Governor Gary Herbert's environmental advisor. I've testified to the House and to the Senate, and I've led different groups of environmental advocates and athlete advocates to DC to meet with our elected officials to advocate for policies to protect our air, water, and land. And I worked with the Obama administration and the Biden-Harris administration on the clean energy plan for Obama. And then with Biden-Harris, I helped to pass the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the largest clean energy bill in United States history. So I have a proven track record, and I'm a woman of action. Like, I'm a person who follows through on the things I say that I'm going to do. And so I've done that in the mountains. I'm no stranger to a big challenge, and it would be the opportunity of my lifetime to represent Utah in the United States Senate. Oh, one other quick thing is that I'm also not bought and paid for by PACs, special interests, billionaires, or corporations. And one of the things that concerns me is seeing with these lifelong politicians that they're more likely to be corrupted by these outside influences. And my campaign is funded by mostly small dollar donors, people across the country that have chipped in because they want to see new leaders. And so I am not bought and paid for by any special interests or corporations. I will work for the people and ensure that government works for the people.
Yeah, and looking at your campaign finance reports, a bulk of these donors come from people who are donating less than $500. So it's really a grassroots movement that you are creating with your campaign here. And we touched on it a little a second ago, but you don't really have a typical politician's background. Let's just discuss how you feel your background experience would aid you if you're elected into the Senate.
Yeah, I do think that we need more people from different backgrounds in the United States Senate to help craft better policy. And one example of how this can help is when we think about regulating big tech, because right now our country and our world is on the precipice of this another huge technological shift with AI and the future of AI. But we still haven't properly regulated social media and other companies. I think it is long past time for Congress to pass a comprehensive package to protect Americans' privacy from the exploitation by big tech, and also to push for algorithmic transparency so that you can understand how these algorithms are, what they're serving you, how they're keeping you addicted and on your phone for longer, and also have the opportunity to opt out of those algorithms and go back to a chronological feed. And I don't know about you, but I did catch some snippets and some clips of the congressional hearings where members of Congress were interviewing big tech CEOs. And it was just so clear to me, we need a millennial in there. When your computer is broken, you call a millennial to fix it. When you have an issue with technology, you call a millennial or a Gen Z to fix it. And so it's up to us now to help craft policy to put our country on the right track for digital accountability and for the future of this evolving landscape with AI and big tech. So that's one example of why my background and some of the ways that I would be qualified to work in the Senate. But I think a lot of the skills that we have from life, whether you're a caregiver or you're a skier or you work in a factory, whatever it is that your background is, we need your perspective in politics today. And I'd love to see more people from different backgrounds run for office because I think it would create much better policy.
And then let's speak on policy for a second. Let's delve deeper into some of the key points that you list across your website for your campaign. Let's start with families, you know, housing, affordability, childcare, healthcare, and education. Let's discuss why are these things important to you?
Well, these are the number one things that I really see people struggling with in our state and country today. And there are so many people that are, you know, on the brink of losing their homes, that are one healthcare crisis away from losing their roof over their head. And far too many of my peers are using GoFundMe as their healthcare plan. And so I think that we could do a lot better to give people a safety net and to bring down the price, you know, to make it a little easier to get into a house, to increase the federal minimum wage. It's ridiculous that it's still $7.25 an hour. And yeah, to do more to strengthen the working class and the middle class in America. And also when it comes to family, and when I think about some of the things that I know a lot of my peers and folks are struggling with, in my work as a professional skier, I've worked diligently to get my sponsors and brands I work with to add parental protection clauses so that you don't get fired if you decide to start a family. And I think that our government and our companies could be doing a lot more also to have better parental leave policies so that dads, moms, parents can spend that crucial time with their kids through pregnancy and those early stages of life. I think it would help to strengthen everybody, but especially just for babies to form that secure attachment to their caregivers. And then beyond that, I see so many parents struggling with the stress and not being able to afford childcare. So I would help to subsidize and fund universal pre-K. And then when kids get to school age, I do think, like I hear Governor Walz talking about what he did in Minnesota with the school breakfasts and lunches. And it's like, oh my gosh, kids can't learn when they're hungry. And also it can really help ease the burden for kids, for parents getting their kids out the door to go to school. If we could also do something like that here in Utah, and if the federal government could help be a part of that change, that is something I would absolutely support.
And then another one of those talking points you list on your website is freedom. And some of those bullet points are foreign policy, reproductive freedom, and digital privacy. You touched a little on digital privacy earlier, but let's jump into foreign policy and reproductive freedom. Why are those important to you?
Well, we are seeing right now with these wars that are going on around the world, this rise of dictator regimes, and also the backsliding of democracy, not just here in the United States, but around the world. So we need to like find a path to peace first and foremost. I am a big proponent. The reason we've been able to make so many gains for our country and for Utah, that we've been able to have the privileges we have, is because we have not had wars very many in the last, you know, couple decades. So we do need to de-escalate, stop the killing, get humanitarian relief. And we cannot have any progress for gender equity or climate or clean air if we have further escalations of war. So first and foremost, like, we need a leader that will defend democracy, but also work to de-escalate and to find a path to peace. So that is something where I also think it's important to have a new perspective and to have people that that are working towards a peaceful resolution. And then Yeah, and then just also defending democracy and making sure that we're not further backsliding in democracy here and in personal freedom here, and that we're also supporting our democratic allies abroad. It's really important if we want to continue to enjoy the kind of lifestyle that we've had here for, our lives.
And then the last major of those three bullet points that you have is future. So you're talking things like climate crisis, clean energy, outdoor access, and public lands, which here in rural Utah is especially big when it comes to public lands access. Let's talk about those for a second. And why are these some of the emphases of your campaign?
Well, the average Utahn already dies 2 years earlier because of our poor air quality. And our current electricity and energy portfolio, it is not the best mix for our health and for our wallets. And we can save money, create jobs, clean up our air, and save lives by accelerating our transition to clean, renewable energy. We can do that. We can make sure that the clean energy economy is built and led with American manufacturing and supports good paying union jobs. But we need a leader and someone that has the political will to do that. And so that's the big missing piece right now in Congress to see better policy and better action. And so that is someplace that's the core of the work that I've done for the last 2 decades. And it's something that I would love to continue to work on while I'm in the Senate, so that we can, make a better life for us here in Utah, save bills, and avoid the most damaging consequences of the climate crisis.
Now, Ms. Gleick, my final question for you today is why should the residents of Utah vote for you for Senate?
Well, in the last 6 years that my opponent has been in Congress, the average cost of a home has gone up nearly $200,000. Our air quality is worsening. We've seen these unprecedented attacks on our public lands, and I think we are seeing that our state and country are headed in the wrong direction. So if we want to correct course, we have to change the people that we send to be our politicians. We cannot keep recycling the same old politicians and expect them to get us out of this mess. It's time for the next generation of leaders to step up. And to my opponent and to other Utahns that are feeling we're headed in the wrong direction, we need to ask, what do you call a politician who's been in office too long? You call him home. And it's time for Representative John Curtis to come home and to send Caroline Gleick to the United States Senate. So please do consider a vote for Caroline Gleick for U.S. Senate. I'm on your ballot statewide. And again, it would be the opportunity of my life to help serve Utah. And I would love to continue this conversation. So don't hesitate to reach out, drop a note through the website, because I am a person that will work for Utah, not for corporations, not for billionaires, and not for special interest groups.
Well, Ms. Gleick, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Caroline Gleick, candidate for U.S. Senate here in Utah. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.